The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised. The broadcast is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. The beautiful game from her point of view. Amy, Shereen, Signe, Claire, Riet, just to name a few. Broadening perspectives, horizons, and minds. You're tuned into the broadcast on Footy Prime.
These merchants of badassery.
Okay, here we go. And you can hear some lovely music in the background too, but we can hear you really well as well, which is good. So this is the broadcast, and we have a very special guest today. I'm Amy Walsh. We've got Signe Butler. We've got Shereen Ahmed, and we have inaugural season champ, the winner of the Diana B. Matheson Cup, Jess DiFilippo of the Vancouver Rise. Welcome, Jess, to the broadcast.
Thank you. What an introduction. Thank you. Thank you.
I pared it down a little bit. I trimmed it. It was even lengthier and more glowing. Yeah, in my rough draft.
Okay, restart one more time.
I think we're good. We'll move on. We don't have you for too long because you said after 20 minutes you will start to charge. So.
off video, off the recording.
But I like it. I like the agency and the self-promotion. Big fan. But we're also big fans of yours. So before we launch into the sophomore season, coming back as returning champs, you had a hell of a year yourself. How has your off season been? What have you been doing? How have you been spending your time? Because you were not, like a lot of players in the Northern Super League in a first year, you were not a rookie. I mean, everybody technically was because it was the first year of the NSL, but you have also played elsewhere as a professional. So what have you been up to?
Yeah, I mean, off season, it was a long season. So I think the first 2 or 3 weeks, I really took the time to relax and traveled a little bit to Europe and took the time to just, you know, enjoy the win coming off the trophy win and taking it all in. And then it was grind mode. I think I didn't start the season last year the way I wanted it to. I think I had some injuries and it prolonged throughout the whole first half of the season. And so I think really when I flourished was in the second half of the season when I wasn't in pain from injuries or dealing with anything. And so this season or this off season, I really just wanted to come into preseason ready, fit. I didn't want it to take the last 2 months to be fit. I wanted to already be fit and be able to like really grow on already what I had finished last year. I came back early. I came back in January. I've been here. I've been training with boys for a whole month. And then when the team arrived, I hopped into training with them. And yeah, I feel good. I feel fit. I'm ready. And I'm hungry. So it's been a good off season.
I love that. Saying all the right things. And correct me if I'm wrong, but did you celebrate a birthday yesterday?
I did.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Everyone kept asking how old I was getting and I didn't want to say the number. I was like, oof.
Oh, come on.
You can say it here to save space because we got you by 20 years.
I was 25 in the real world. Like, that's a great age, you know? But it's like when you get into the athletic world, you're like, you count the years you could keep playing and that you're like still a baby. And I remember signing my first contract at 21 thinking like, I have so many years left. Like, I'm just starting and it's like time's flying by, you know? So yeah, it's crazy. Like looking back on it, it's incredible. Just the last 4 years where I've been and where I am now.
That's amazing. Can I hop in here, Ames? I just wanted to ask you, of course, happy birthday to the Max because we're big birthday people around here. We love that. Is there a moment in particular that was super joyous for you? I know the championship was massive. I ran into you in the hallway afterwards. I don't know if you remember. You were fantastic. But like, other than that, was there another particular moment of joy that you had in the season? Could be something small that you've kept close to your heart.
Ooh, this is a good one. Good question. I think our second round in the playoffs against Ottawa and, you know, like being scored on early in the game and having to come back and seeing the team just fight back and seeing players who were so supportive throughout the whole season and not getting a lot of minutes being subbed in and scoring really big PKs for us. I think that was really special. Also, anytime like I went to Toronto or Montreal, like I always had family there. And I think I scored a lot against Toronto for some reason. And my family, my brother was always there. So I think like after the game, giving them a big hug was always really something that stuck with me, because in Europe, you know, like you don't always get that opportunity to go hug your parents at the end of the game. So that was cool this season.
I need to jump in here because you brought it up first. We didn't have to, but that rivalry with AFC Toronto, you didn't have to do a whole lot to stoke it and didn't have to do a whole lot for you to show up in big moments for your team. So you talked a little bit about playing in front of your friends and family and using that as motivation. But what did you think, just trying to get your candid response here, about the rings that AFC Toronto received for being season champs?
Can I plead the fifth? Is that possible on this podcast?
It is not. I'm afraid to say it is not possible.
I mean, hey, they had a great season. They won the Shield. They were consistent throughout the first season. And yeah, I mean, they deserve it. I think, obviously, I would love to see just one team get a ring for every NSL season. I think it makes it a little bit more special. But yeah, I think it's for the league and for the clubs to figure out which team deserves it more. Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
That's so well done, Jess. No,
very yes. diplomatic.
You are well very, done. You are so media trained.
Good job. You talked a little bit, take you back to like last year, and you talked a little bit about this, about the start of the season and how it wasn't ideally where you wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Was there a moment in the season that you felt like, oh, I'm back?
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, when was this? I think when we came back from the break, we had like 10 days off, and I remember like mentally, physically, my body was drained from coming back from the injury. Like I was not having fun, honestly. Like I was struggling through the first half of the season. I think having that 10-day break, and I went home, I was with family for the whole 10 days. I had dinners with them, and I think I came back just like completely refreshed. And I was like, I'm ready to go. You know, like I have nothing to lose now. And so, yeah, I think I don't remember our first game back, but I just remember like everyone having so much energy on this team. I think we all supported each other and said, okay, this is a brand new season basically for us. And I think scoring a goal at home as well was my first goal at home. And I think hearing the crowd just go crazy for it. And I think, I mean, it's not a normal goal. I think I scored from pretty far, which is like the reaction was extra extravagant. So yeah, I think it was, I got the motivation and the confidence from my teammates, and yeah, just finding myself throughout the season. I think when Latifah came as well, I think we were able to complement each other really well. And I was able to find myself in a different position, which I think I feel more comfortable being under a nine and being able to feed people as much as score. And so, yeah, I think we saw that in throughout the season at the end.
I do want to ask you about Latifah, because you have a connection, you played together before. When she came in, it's like the spark that happens, is because that's what it looked like and that's what we observed and that's what happened. Was it really that seamless, or were you guys training extra hard to bring that? Like, tell me a little bit about that process from the inside.
Yeah, I mean, we started playing together or against each other at first when we were 11 years old. And I think over time we played together and we've just had a friendship even off the field. Like we were driving to practices together when we were young. And I think before she even came here, before she talked to anybody, she called me. Like she was like, hey, is this somewhere I want to be? Is this somewhere I want to grow? And I said, come, like, please come. Like, we're going to kill it. You know, like we haven't played in so long. And I think we're very competitive people in like at our base. And so we have a lot of respect for each other and pushing each other, but also competing against each other. I think like we bring out a better version of ourselves and we try and do as much as we can. So yeah, I think the connection is there because there's a friendship off the field. And I think there's a competitiveness between each other on the field. And yeah, I think that's any coach could ask for that, you know, and I think when there's respect, success follows.
There might not be a better attacking tandem in the league right now that one. Well, maybe AFC wants to have a word, Hunter Okoronkwo, but you guys are right up there, Abdu and DiFilippo. Like, you guys were dominant. And I wanted to ask you, like, not as a first-year professional, as I've already alluded to, but what is your leadership style? How do you lead, especially going into this year where you've lost big pieces of the team? You have Shannon Weller, who is still out. Sam Chang, your captain from last year, made the move to AFC, and she's injured now. You won't get to suit up against her. But when are you at your best, and what leadership style do you assume?
Yeah, I think this is something, even like throughout the years, I've had to adapt, and, you know, every team is different, but I'm a fiery person. Like, I want to keep the standards high, and I think I'm like the outspoken one. I hold people accountable, and I think in trainings I push the level, and I try and make as many friends as I can off the field. I think it's super important to have relationships that are not just in the facility and in meeting rooms. So yeah, I think I try and do a little bit of everything, but my personality and the way I approach practices and my intensity, I think I try and influence the people around me more than anything. And yeah, I think on the field, I'm very fiery, like I said, but I always tell people, like, have fun, you know, like, at the end of the day, like, we can train as hard as we can, and I think that's important, but I want everyone to have fun, and I want to portray that message. Yeah, I think it's just like what I've learned over the years is that no matter where I was, if I always had fun, then I was okay. You know, it's a game at the end of the day. Yeah. And yeah, I think everyone like brings a creativity to them, and I want everyone to shine. And I think everyone's here for a reason. I try and tell people that. And I think, yeah, I try and connect with people off the field so that they have a little bit more respect when we get on the field, if I do say something to them, and I do try and help them. Yeah.
So on that point, you do have some new players on the roster this year that have been welcomed in. I'm sure you probably know some of them in passing, but in particular, you have two Colombian players. So I'm wondering how the dynamic is in terms of, you know, helping them fold into the program and also communicate with them at the same time.
Yeah. So luckily, my time in Spain was good because I learned Spanish a little bit when I was there. So I've actually been able to connect with them and translate a little bit for them throughout practices, but they're super open. They want to learn. I think it's really cool to have just different people from different cultures. I think they bring something to the team. Yeah. And they bring a creativity that, you know, that is different than Canadians. And I think it's really special to our club right now. And yeah, they're just joyous people. So I think everyone has brought them in with open arms. In our meetings, sometimes they're looking back at me like, hey, can you translate? I'm just like, a little bit later. But yeah, they're super cool. And honestly, I think it's added a lot to our roster.
What type of short-term goals do you maybe have for yourself this year? You mentioned first half of last year, maybe not your best. Second half, you really surged into form. I'm imagining you want to just pick up where you left off, but like, what's on the docket for you, Jess DiFilippo, the person, the player for year two in NSL?
Yeah, I think I want to go into the season, obviously better than I left last year. I think I want to come out as a confident player who, can play a lot of minutes and can have an impact. I think my goal is always to get a call to the national team. Obviously that's something that as a little kid I've always wanted and been through the youth system. So I'm hoping that, yeah, this year I can make a breakthrough and make an impact and show the world, honestly, not just Canada, that Jess DiFilippo can play and yeah, score goals. So yeah, while I'm doing that, like, I also want to have fun. I want to enjoy the journey and I, you know, not take anything for granted because I know that last year wasn't always perfect, you know? So yeah, I want to go in this year having fun and enjoying every moment.
You know, you mentioned the national team, and I think of a national team player that has had a lot of goals via the head lately, and that's Vanessa Gilles. How many, what's the percentage of goals that you've scored off your noggin?
Oh, last year, I think at the start, it was only headers. And I was like to everyone, I was like, I need to show people I can score with my feet. Like, as a striker, I can't just be scoring with my head. But yeah, Vanessa Gill, like every game she's scoring with her head. And I remember one national team camp that I went to, and I was like, wow, like this person, like she's amazing, you know? Like, and this was before she was a starter. And I was like, this player is going to be fantastic. And she was so good with, like, in the box. And so, yeah, I think it was like, okay, I got to work on my game too. Like, if this is the defense that I'm going up against, like at the professional league and at the national level, like I need to up my game. And so, yeah, she's a great example of someone who is fiery in the box.
We know you can score with your feet. We love that. The 45 yarder that you talked about earlier was like epic. So there you go.
I think in practice, like weeks after, people were just like, between drills, like trying to hit it in training just to see like, oh, I can do it. But it was low key. Unless you hit it, like you wouldn't say anything that you tried it. So it was kind of funny.
Well, I mean, I wanted it to become like a TikTok trend. I wanted everyone to be out there trying to do it. And I mean, we could call it the DiFilippo. So I'm not going to lie. I tried. It went about 10 yards. And then I was like, okay, we're gonna leave it there.
But that's all. Team up with you. We'll try and push it a little more.
Just call it the flip. Just coin it the flip.
We had we have three Jesses on the team. And so at the beginning we were trying to figure out like nicknames and stuff. And I was like, oh, just call me the flip or like flip. And everyone laughed in my face and just said like no. So that didn't happen.
We like nicknames on this show. We'll call you the flip.
I know, because it's part of your Insta name is Jess the Flip,
it
right?
Is. It is. Friends of my family, like my uncles, my dad, when they played sports, they were kind of like known as the Flip. So we all just kind of kept the name within the grandchildren and just kept going. And yeah.
This could be like something to seize upon for merch. It could be like, I don't give a flip, and then like just sell that everywhere.
Yeah. Someone was saying,
like, you can throw me like 10% if you want.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we're already negotiating. I love this. One, we need marketing, we need percentages. But yeah, someone said I need to do like a flip for a celebration. So,
oh my gosh,
practice that one.
If you do that, that would be like totally epic. And there could be like a Esca flavor called the flip, which
once
would
I flip,
be.
I hold an Esca bottle.
You hold an Esca. Esca, if you're listening, you have two, like not just two, but we love you. Jess, what is your favorite water?
Esca, obviously.
Esca, reach out to us. We know our people. Reach out to the broads. We'll connect everybody. Sigs and Shireen, are we good to move on to rapid fire before we let Jess go?
Yeah, I need you to send me the questions again because I'm using my phone and they're on my phone. So if you could just send them again to me.
Oh, boy. Yes, I can do that. Sigs, it looks like you had one more question.
Oh, no, I'm good.
You're good?
I think so. Well, no, I wanted to ask the follow-up to the nickname question. If no one's calling you the flip on the team, then what are they calling you? Are you the original Jess? Are you like—
Yeah, I'm Jess. So I lucked out. We have a Jesse and we have JC.
JC, yeah.
So okay. Kind of worked out. But we have a lot of J names on the team. So it was like hard to like come up with nicknames. But everyone's got them down except Nikki. Nikki will just say different names for everybody.
She's got her own catalog?
Yeah, she's got her own catalog, that's for sure.
I love that.
Okay, I'm going to ask the first question and then Shireen, I'm going to send you the rest, okay, so that we can alternate here. So Jess, we've got you for like 3 or 4 more minutes. This is just rapid fire, whatever comes to mind first, okay? So you need to gain weight quickly for a movie role. What is your go-to junk food to reach your goal and put on the weight?
Oh my goodness. A pizza.
Oh, what kind of pizza?
Like a meat lovers. I love just throw. Okay. And then this is controversial. Maybe add some pineapple.
Oh, that's very controversial. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, we love it.
But also, love it. I don't know if it's just a Montreal thing, but like an all dressed pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was my mom's favorite.
Really?
What is an all-dressed pizza?
Yeah, why is it just a Montreal thing?
I don't know. Because I'm like, it's all of the meat, right? And all dressed for my
mushrooms, green peppers, and pepperoni.
Mm.
Yeah, so everybody just calls that a deluxe.
That's a deluxe.
Oh, okay.
So ask for a deluxe.
We're special. We're special in Montreal. That's
we really are.
Yeah.
Am I next? I'm next.
Yeah, go on six.
Okay. If you're not listening to of the moment or popular tunes, what decade of music are you listening to?
My dad was a huge Bruce Springsteen fan. So I had like the Bruce Springsteen like on Broadway, and sometimes I just like play the whole thing through in the car.
Nice.
Okay, wait a second. Springsteen on Broadway?
Yeah, I was gonna ask that.
He did.
You have to explain.
He did like a show. I didn't even go, but my dad went with his brothers, and it was in New York. And I think he did like a couple shows where he just would like talk about his life, and then go into like a song that he sang, and kind of like talk about it. And then I don't know. I think he was like sitting the whole time just singing. But then I went to go see him live in Montreal too with my family. And that was, I was like amazed at how long he was performing for at his age. I was like, there's no way I could do this.
I know.
So yeah. Springsteen.
Do you think the same about us when we're on broadcast? You're like, wow, look at them at their age.
No. I'm like, that's where I want to be when I'm their age.
I love that. Okay, so maybe like a Selly, like when you score in the second year, you can do the Courtney Cox with Bruce Springsteen. You know the move when he pulls her on stage?
No movement. Like, I cannot. It's
what?
Really bad. No, it's really bad. There's no bone in my body that, like TikTok dances, I can't. Don't even. It'll take me 2 hours and I'll get it wrong.
This is so refreshing for me to hear.
Yeah,
like I feel pretty excited. We get our TikTok. Okay, we have a one take rule. Just the three of us do TikToks pretty often. We have a one take rule. Whatever happens, that's what's going.
Yeah,
I would. Every single TikTok you would post, I would fail if I was in them.
No, but that's not failure.
No, you'd be fine.
Yeah, I would
be,
guys. I definitely.
My follow-up to the music question is, who's the team DJ, like who's on aux?
I would say me mostly, but we do share it around, like in the gym and stuff. I think that one is like, okay, it's my day. Like everyone will have different days, but I think pre-game, I always take it.
Okay. And what's your playlist? Like what's your, like, give us like top three songs.
We have such a like large range of different people in our locker room, but we'll add some like Bad Bunny. You'll get some Drake. You'll get some EDM, some house. You'll get some Pitbull, like literally everything, because there's everyone likes different stuff. And then there's recommendations. There's always like, hey, can you play this? You know, I'm like, yeah, add it to the list. We have like an ongoing playlist, and I'm just like, hey, send me some songs if you want them added.
Nice. So
it's kind of like everyone's playlist.
I'm next in this rapid fire that's more of a slow spray.
Yeah, it's not so rapid.
It's not rapid.
It's a meandering fire.
Meandering fire. Just what NSL team do you love to play against? And, what player do you hate playing against?
Should I set Friday up and say Toronto is my favorite team to play against? I'll put that out there right now. And then the second one was what was the second one?
Well, like, what is there a player that you hate playing against?
No, honestly.
There's nobody who gives you a hard time in the box, like on set pieces, even though you're pretty dominant. There's nobody that you hate to run into in the box.
I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of people I don't like running into in the box. I'm like, how do I? And then nothing's called either, controversial, but everything's done on the low. So I'm like, that's what I got to figure out this season. It's like, how do I get around these people? But everyone has experience. I think there's a lot of good center backs in this league. They're all a little bit annoying to play against. I think like Ottawa's back line was very strong this year, and I think we've had a lot of trouble with them, and I what I think we did really well last year is we had a really good front line, and so it was hard to kind of cover everybody. And I think that's what we're hoping to bring this year is like, hey, all of us need to be dominant so that they can't just get one person, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love that. I'm next. You get to meet your sports hero. Who was it or who is it and why?
Probably Ibra from like soccer player. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think obviously he just was like this confident striker who didn't really care about outside perspectives. And I think when I got older and was seeing like just the world of soccer and how it worked and how there's a lot of ups and downs, and like having a bit of his attitude was what was going to get you to the next level. Like, you really needed to believe in yourself and have confidence in yourself to push through like the people that probably didn't want to support you or didn't cheer for you. And yeah, I think I learned a lot from him and him dominating as well and just scoring some crazy goals. So yeah, it was fun to watch and entertaining.
Nice. Let's do one more each. Okay, guys. Okay. So we can let Jess go.
You're next, Sig.
I am? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, if you weren't playing soccer, what sport would you be playing professionally?
I played basketball for a while, so I'd probably say basketball. My mom's a little sad about that one. I was trying to go for the national teams, and I was like, oh, I'll just go the soccer route. And my mom now is like, we can go for the basketball route. But up to me from a really young age, I would have said tennis.
Okay.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
I want you to answer in the Zlatan Ibrahimovic way. You have to refer to yourself in the third person now because that's what he does. And I love that. So you have a week off, Jess. Where are you vacationing? Where are you going?
Jessica is vacationing.
Very nice. No, hold on.
Wow. What, like, where are we? What's the season? This is all dependent.
You choose.
You decide. You choose. Wow.
I love Europe, summer or winter. Like, I will walk the streets. I will sit in a coffee shop, read a book, or sit by a pool. Like, I can do both. I just love the vibe in Europe, like, just buying groceries for that day. I think I, like, really thrive there. Like, the lifestyle, I love it. But yeah, I'm adventurous too. Like, I would want to go somewhere like unexpected, maybe like Vietnam or I don't know, something crazy. But I need to find someone to do it with me. I like solo traveling, but sometimes it's nice to have a friend.
Yeah, 100%. So I said that was the last question. Those were the last questions. But mm-hmm. if you're in a cafe in like a lovely little quaint European city, what is the coffee order in front of you?
People are going to get mad, but it's usually just the black coffee or Americano. It's probably comes from growing up in an Italian household, but and if I'm going really special, I'll get like a flat white.
Okay. Perfect.
Very good answers all around. I approve.
Yeah, 100%.
Listen, maybe not just ask as a sponsor, maybe we can get some, you know,
yes,
companies coffee. Like yes,
I'm all in that. Yeah. One I definitely will push for sure. Okay.
We'll go in together.
Colombians on the team to
see country. Now you're thinking business marketing. You're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I graduated in it, so
okay.
Yeah. Ooh.
Probably what I would do afterwards is something with marketing and sports. And yeah, I love it. I think it's so fun.
Well, sounds good. We will dive into that next time because you have to come back on the broads. Maybe we'll hit you up like mid-season and we'll compare inaugural year to year two, see how you're doing. But we're expecting big things from you this year. Congrats again on the championship and best of luck at the beginning of this season.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
See you, Jess.
That was Jess DiFilippo. We're going to wrap here because we've got a preview to record. Or actually, this is going to drop after our preview. So maybe I'll just end it after we say bye to Jess. Did you guys have anything to add about Jess?
The flip is great.
The flip is the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought it was funny what her teammates were like, the flip, like, I'm going to call you that. Cause I think there's still a lot of stigma around giving yourself a nickname. no matter what generation, you can't really do that, right?
She said she liked it. She said her favorite player was Latin Ibrahimovic.
I know. So,
as I stumble over my words, so.
No,
I love that for her because he is very, like, I love the fact that professional women players are like, no, I want the confidence of Zlatan. Like, I love that. Mm-hmm. And I think it, like, the height, the don't care. I love it. I think it's so necessary. So good on her.
Yeah. The unwavering confidence, the audacity, the aura. Audacity.
100%.
All that.
100%. Right? I love that. I love that.
I know. Can we just take that and like sprinkle into all of our lives? Everybody needs some Zlatan, right?
100%. 100%.
So on that, Amy out. Sigs out. Shireen out.
Oh, peace signs aren't cool anymore. Sorry, I can't do that anymore.
Oh, they're not?
You know what? We can
do
it. Who said that?
I don't know.
Well, you heard it somewhere.
I heard it. I don't know. Maybe I read it in like a TikTok.
Are we doing this now?
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm going to continue to do that. And I will just say to our dear listeners, cheers for watching and listening. We really do appreciate you. And Footy Prime is brought to you by BetMGM, but we will catch you on the next broadcast, not broadcast, but broadcast of NSL Season 2. So this Friday is a rematch of that final between AFC Toronto and the Vancouver Rise. And Signe Butler and myself will be on the call for that. And then the following day, very quick turnaround, CBC's kickoff to Season 2. We'll see all three of these lovely faces in Dubs and Sigs and Salty Ahmed covering Halifax versus Ottawa. And then there's the remaining game between the Montreal Roses and Calgary Wild coming at you later on Saturday evening on April 25th. So all that coming at you. Stay tuned, subscribe to all of the calendar so you know what's happening and you know when these games are and you'll hear our voices, and we look forward to covering the season with all of you. So thanks everybody. Catch you next time.
Footy Prime is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/footyprime and subscribe. Leave us some comments. We'd love to hear those. And check us out on Instagram at @footyprimeig and on Twitter at @footy_prime. And check out wearefootyprime.com to sign up for our newsletter.
Bye. Peace sign.
Bye.